96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, July 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as I have a conversation with a particular business community. A business community which says, I'm trying to read my own handwriting. Harness all possibilities. Right? And that is what we're going to talk about. What do they mean by harness all possibilities? And today I have my guest, who is Rhonda Eldridge, right? Who has been doing this blockchain business school for a couple of years now inside New Providence. But I want to know who she is, why she took it upon herself to organize such. And what is this business community that she pronounced and she talked about, and why do they think that this is important to have this school, this seminar every year? But without further ado, Rhonda, mm-hmm. I kind of introduce you. Put the mic a little closer.
There you go. Hi, good morning. Mm-hmm. So my name is Rhonda Eldridge. Some people may know me as Rhonda McDiggan Eldridge, Bahamian, currently living in Connecticut in the U.S., and why, you know, what is Blockchain Business School and why do I think it's important to share the knowledge, have access and inclusion with our Bahamian folks? So I came across blockchain, I think it was probably 2015 at an event in New York City. And, you know, at the time I was working with a lot of startups. My career has been mostly in the alternative investment industry, working with many of the hedge funds and asset managers on Wall Street. So at this event, I heard a term, and it just stuck with me, you know, that this technology, this new technology called blockchain, it was going to revolutionize so many things. And the thing that stuck with me was this phrase, money will know its owner. And I'm like, wow, meaning that, what? And it talked about sovereign identity, right? Having what you call, what is called biometric ID. And I was fascinated, you know, as they started to talk about what was being done with this new technology. So I decided, I had started a nonprofit. I started it in 2016. So about a year after, like, looking, trying to find stuff on this term and understand a little bit better, I decided, I'm going to incorporate an entity called Harness All Possibilities. It had nothing to do with blockchain. It had to do with accelerated learning for humans, given the unprecedented pace of technological growth. So when I did that first event, I was just really shocked at 7 a.m. in the morning that people were out of bed, had traveled 2 hours, and they were there to learn. And that was in April of 2017. And by the end of the year, people were sitting on the floor. So I started having conversations with people here in the Bahamas, probably 2015, when I first came across it, 2016, and decided that I would go into the space. And I joined a RegTech blockchain in 2016. And I said I'll go into the space, but then, of course, I wanted to make sure that I shared that knowledge. So I came to the Bahamas, sharing it with friends, emailing them what I came across, and doing a first event supporting the Central Bank of the Bahamas with their first event in 2018. And then I think it was that of the following summer, I did the same thing with the Office of the Prime Minister. And both times we were just fascinated by the interest, how people were intrigued by it. And there were so many people who actually had invested in it but didn't really understand what they were investing in. So that's a little bit of how we came to the Blockchain Business School, which started in 2019. We'd started with the Central Bank, then Office of the Prime Minister, and then I've always been passionate about children and sharing my knowledge. So I sort of bridged what I was doing in the business world with my passion for sharing my knowledge with kids and mentoring others. So that's how Blockchain Business School came about in 20, 2019, we did our first event here in Nassau.
So it's like the third or fourth time you've done this.
Correct.
Partnering with government and explaining what blockchain is and the different avenues of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a quote on your website, and I'm going to read that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, this community, meaning you, right, realizes that there is a widening socioeconomic gap between those who are aware of the rising or increase in technology and those who are slow in embracing it.
Correct.
I want to know, what does that mean? And why did that prick you to facilitate all of this?
Well, it starts with knowledge, right? There are two basic, I would say, high-level, how should I put them, catalysts or big ideas, and one for humans, right? Because of technology, one is knowledge, and the other is the power of the mind. And if you think about the mind, many times we're programmed to think that we're not good enough, that we can't do something crazy and change the world. We can't be change makers. That's all set in the mind and programming, how we are socialized, our family, maybe it could be. Being male or female or being transgender, it could be anything, right? It could be the color of your skin. It could be where you grew up. We all come from what, we come to understand social constructs. And we stay in those social constructs because if we don't, people say, well, you're outside of the lane. But the mind is just like we only know about 10%, 15% of what we know. But there's a vast world of what we don't know. And knowledge is the path of that, to becoming more aware of how powerful our minds are and how powerful and, how should I put it, it just changes everything when you embrace knowledge, when you start to become curious. And that's what I became in 2016, 2015, when I started looking at this technology. And I think that if we embraced our minds and calming our minds and questioning things, the things that are out there. And then secondly, look at knowledge. Be curious to learn about something. Rather than have someone tell you what it is, find out for yourself. Because when we discover something, we don't tend to forget it very quickly.
And Rhonda, here I have a friend, Shannon Sawyer, who talks about blockchain and cryptocurrency all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It goes over my head. So I'm hearing you say all of this, right?
Right.
But I want to know about your past school events,
right?
So I can understand what exactly does this program give me opportunity, you know?
Right. So we start with, like I said, we've touched adults.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly I was working with adults who were displaced in work, or I call them relocating to new work. So let's say they were bankers, and of course with the financial crisis, they didn't have a job.
So these are professionals?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And then you look at, well, what are kids going to school for? Not that they only go to school to get a job, they go to socialize, they go to just have a path that's sort of very, I wouldn't say you stay in a box, but, the Industrial Revolution, when the families, so your parents had to go out to work in the fields, the kids were taught. And that's become a massive institution that sadly is being unbundled and that's sadly falling behind in many ways. No one's fault. That's life, right?
Okay.
So what you have to start thinking about is, okay, you have these jobs that the kids are preparing for, but guess what? They can go 20 years and study only to find out that job is gone, right? And so that's the fast pace or the unprecedented pace of technology. Jobs are being wiped out, human jobs. So what we have to do is reskill and be really open to accelerating our learning. So we have to adapt quickly, more quickly than we did in prior industrial revolutions. And that means that it's, I call it accelerated learning. So what would take 4 years, you probably now can learn in a year with what I call online learning. Online learning, you can learn anything. And you can then teach it. So that's really what we try to impart, share that your mind, don't say you can't do something. And when you tell yourself you can't, you will not. But if you tell yourself, let me just explore this, I'm open to learning, that's the intentionality is there, then you can.
But you call it a blockchain business school.
Correct.
How did you come across that name? I was trying to connect.
Well, you have to think about, okay, technology is on the one side.
Okay.
And but there's the business of technology. Mm-hmm. Let's put it, if you have a great idea and some great technology up there, did you create it just like that? Or was there a business behind it? Do you think Microsoft would be doing what it's doing today, or Google or Facebook, if there was no money? So there's a business behind it. So it's understanding business. So when we introduced these concepts to the kids in 2019, that was a really great defining moment for us. And I had seen it before when I did events in the U.S. We had kids who came to the events and they participated. They went up to the front and they kind of talked about their ideas, business ideas. So we always think that you have to wait until you are 20 to go and find a job. You know, you think about the guy, little boy who probably goes and, you know, he wants to mow the yard, his neighbor, you know, do the yard or newspaper run when we used to have that. You know, you can move down the chain a little bit more because kids can actually do more earlier. And many of them are embracing work earlier because they've got great ideas and they don't see solving problems by having a past history of what didn't work. They're like, well, I don't understand why this can't work. And all of a sudden, you've got a great idea that could be fueled. But you have to think, what's the business behind that, right? How do you actually make it a business that you can take care of yourself? Because at the end of the day, you can have a great idea, and you could spend years trying to get that idea off the ground, but there's no money in it. So question is, how do you make sure you take care of yourself so there's a business behind it? So we will teach the kids, okay, you're starting a business. You have a great idea. First thing you do is set up a little business model. So we give them the business model canvas, and we're doing that right now. Mm-hmm. And in that business model canvas, you have, okay, your revenue. So here's your idea. This is what you're feeling. And then you have maybe how do you phrase it? How do you frame it? What are the words you're going to use to describe it? That's that's the focus of the business. And then you may have to say, well, who do I get this business? Who are my customers? Mm-hmm. What are the channels that I'm going to use to get my messaging out there? It could be newspaper, radio, whatever. And then what are the revenues and what are the expenses? It's a lean business model. And we've shown that to kids. And we say, okay, now you have to think about how you're going to put this little idea together.
So I see it. Mm-hmm. I can buy into that. I see what you're doing for the kids.
Yeah.
But you also target professionals,
correct,
business professionals,
correct,
who are in blockchain, mm-hmm, who are in cryptocurrency, mm-hmm, who are either in transition between,
correct,
jobs.
Correct.
How is this program benefit them?
So what we've done is we've got a number of different things. And this is very, I call it decentralized, right? And it's a community for many reasons. Meaning if it's a community, you can get talent from almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. Right? Someone needs a resume. Oh, we got someone in our community to help you with that. But when you look at it, you have to say, well, it can't just be in a box for children where you're telling people to do this and do that. We don't want to do that. We're like, if you're interested, come and discover this. So, for example, with the adults, we had somebody back in 2017. We reached out to unemployed persons. Mm-hmm. This guy was a data analyst. Mm-hmm. And he came to our very first event. This is in a library, and we try to do things very differently. So this was in a public library. And he came up talking about some of the opportunities in the future you could harness, and that's how Harness All Possibilities came about. And, you know, he wasn't working. He said, I'm $25 an hour because I'm tutoring kids in math. And he says, I need to know what I'm going to do with my talent. Mm-hmm. And so we met a few times, and I will tell you, it was 1 year later exactly, because he came out to our events. I said, why don't you come and speak about data? We'll pair you the startup and talk about data. So we did a couple events. And then, you know, I think it was maybe 6 months later, he said, Rhonda, I am sorry, I have been sort of MIA. I just got a call from a predictive data analyst. Mm-hmm. He said, I start work next week. Mm-hmm. So we were putting him out there, all these events. So we were literally raising his profile without his knowing doing that, mm-hmm, right? And I think it was about really during COVID, he helped us with a cohort where we actually did a predictive data cohort with a number of Bahamians. And he's now at Lloyd's in London. But the whole journey of being unemployed to discovering that he could take his talents and move it into another industry. He can craft it and present it in a different way. But he didn't know how to do that. So we talk about, somebody could be an expert in something, but they really don't know how to market themselves. That's the business of business. That's you incorporated as a business. You are the value. And when we start to think about it, we can think, okay, someone can charge a dollar for a particular service or product, and they give you, let's say, of that dollar, a penny. Mm-hmm. Well, why can't you flip it and you be the one earning the dollar and deciding what you're going to do with the penny? Mm-hmm. Because that penny is going to be going into the community or taking care of you in some way. But guess what? You have 99 cents that's yours. And it's not, you're not giving it away. That's what's happening right now with social media. Every time we use social media, we are producing the data that someone else uses and monetizes as a business. And when you see that, you have to ask yourself, well, as a human, where do I want to fit into this? Do I want to be the producer of the data for someone else to benefit? Or do I want to be the producer of my own idea that accrues to me, and then I hire other people, or I go into the community and decide what I'm going to do?
So Blockchain Business School is basically like a conference where skill sets are defined and analyzed and give people opportunity to take advantage of what is trending now?
It's more or less that, but it's making them aware. So every year it's a very different format. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we started off doing very small targeted events. I focused mostly on cryptocurrencies in 2017, for example.
Yes, that was big back then.
Right. And you've had some sort of crashes since then, you know, most recent a couple of weeks ago. But going back to some of the topics, we covered a whole range of topics. And we were looking at the future of finance, the future of money, money 2.0. We were looking at crypto. We were looking at smart contracts and crypto. And really what I call demystifying a lot of it. People think cryptocurrency is a currency. It's simply an asset. Today mm-hmm. it could be worth $100. Tomorrow it could be worth $1,000. And they could go down to 20 cents, right? It's just an asset. But if that asset doesn't hold value, and it doesn't have all of the ingredients of what you call money, what we have known as money, which means that it's not only something that you can give to someone or you can, you know, it has a value, you can store that value. And if you use it today or tomorrow, that value is stable, right? Cryptocurrency is not stable. Right?
You're the first person who actually explained it to me that way. I looked at cryptocurrency like as a replacement of money, and you're now saying it's an asset. So I appreciate that. I can reanalyze mm-hmm. the whole concept. Correct. And basically, you go over this at the school?
Yeah. So, you know, it comes under the umbrella of digital assets, and cryptocurrency is one of them, and you have stable coins and some others as well. But you have to think of it as a nascent industry. It's very new. It's very decentralized, and there is a difference between those who are institutions going into it and those who are individuals going into it, right? The individuals may not have the tools like a more established organization may have. And that organization has the tools, the resources, the people to look at cryptography or blockchain differently than an individual who's going in there as a speculator. They just want to be rich. They're like, I see so many people getting rich off blockchain. I want to go in and I want to get rich as well.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your seminar, your business school in mm-hmm. August 3rd through 6th correct. At Breezers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Who all will be featured there? Because I've seen the lists look impressive, like correct. People from around the world and top yeah. analysts here in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So I wanted people to know what can they expect.
So what you can expect is, I call it a hybrid event. So we did a little bit hybrid in 2019, but 19 we had physical presenters. COVID, 2020 and 2021, we went completely virtual, and we brought in top speakers from around the world. And actually, we found that, you know, we saved a lot of money because we didn't have to fly people in. We didn't have to, you know, put all the effort of making sure they're safe in a COVID world. Mm-hmm. So this year is going to be hybrid again. Mm-hmm. So we have one of the founders of Ethereum, Charles Hodgkinson. He's going to be the keynote speaker. We're hoping to have some persons from government as well speaking. We have persons who are going to speak coming from New York. We actually have a few people coming from New York. We have the managing director of Alternative Investment Management Association, AIMA. She and her family are actually coming, and she and her husband are going to be some of the presenters. And we have a few other persons who will be physically here, but It'll be a mixed event, physical as well as virtual, and we'll be live streaming it on Facebook so anyone can join. And that's what we mean by bringing it to the masses, making it accessible, making it something that's inclusive. And we are asking persons in the, we've reached out to a number of underserved communities, and we have those, we register them privately, so they come as our guests, so the sponsor funds would go to making sure that we include kids in underserved communities who are not traveling in August, and that's why we think August is a great month. People may be traveling if they could afford, but for the majority of kids, I've spoken to kids, what are you doing all summer? Nothing, right? Or they're doing something until the end of July, and then August comes and they're not doing anything. So you're going to have physical speakers, we're going to have virtual speakers so we can access a wider global audience. We are going to have persons from the Family Islands. We have some folks coming from the Cayman Islands. And we're going to have three different sections of the event. Mm-hmm. We'll have the first day will be a full-day conference.
So explain that. What should I expect on that first day?
The first day, we're going to have the keynote speakers are going to be the first part of the morning. Mm-hmm. And then in the afternoon, we right now have Consensus Academy. Consensus does a lot of education of many of the developers in the Ethereum network.
So Consensus Academy will be present
They would be speaking. They okay. He lives in the West Coast. He won't be here. But we've worked with them for 2 years. So he's going to be talking about, believe it or not, making courseware code. So how could you actually take the schoolwork that you have and create what they call a decentralized, autonomous type of organization, right? So basically, if you and I want to learn and then teach, mm-hmm. how could we set up a platform where it's decentralized as opposed to going, and this is not to offend anyone in any way, but would it not be wonderful if it was decentralized and anyone could access it? The kid who's learned how to split a seed on YouTube and has reinvented how we take a seed and multiply so that we can grow more crops. He learned it off YouTube. Mm-hmm. What if he then says, well, let me show you how I did that?
Interesting.
It becomes decentralized.
Because I see we have a lot of BGCSE books, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a new thing, analyzing the concept and photocopying whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But to have something technology where right. I can download and be interactive mm-hmm. and prepare myself, I see that's a mm-hmm. plus. Mm-hmm. And I assume the business school will be doing that?
Correct. So this year, for our program up until now has been a very simple one. We do the event, and then out of the event, we get registrants to take some sort of blockchain course, an introductory course. The one we do is called Blockchain Essentials, and right now we have about 10 teachers that are enrolled in that program. And we had our first teacher. She's out there, Charlene. I don't know, Hansen. She was the first one to get the certificate. But we have 9 others that are different stages. So basically what we do is we start with the Blockchain Essentials. So we it's an online course, and we support persons as they need to be supported. And then last year what we did was we then took a number of persons out of that bigger group. We had about 200 last year registered, and it was live streamed. The event was live streamed, so it reached thousands. And so what we did was out of those persons who registered for the course, they said, I'm interested in learning the basics of blockchain. It's a self-taught course. Mm-hmm. They have access to it for a year. And then what we do is we took, we said, okay, we need people who are intentional, are really, really excited or curious about learning a little bit more about blockchain to become blockchain developers. Mm-hmm. So we did an 11-week blockchain developer course. The youngest person taking that course he's still 13. Mm-hmm. He passed it. He's 13 years old. So, and then the oldest one is probably in their late 20s. Mm-hmm. And so they became blockchain developers, and that group is sort of global. It's decentralized. We have someone from Bahrain. We have Cayman Islands. We have someone living in Toronto. We have a few people in the Bahamas. So it's spread out, Turks and Caicos. And then this year, we're going to be introducing the DAO Academy.
The DAO Academy. What is that about?
Decentralized Autonomous Learning. Mm-hmm. So that one, the speaker, going back to what I said earlier, the speaker on the Wednesday in the afternoon, I think it's 2:30, is going to be telling us what that is mm-hmm. and how we can decentralize learning. And if you do that, you can reach the masses. So we're all about that. How can we change access to knowledge so that it's inclusive? If you're a kid in your neighborhood and you learn blockchain, why don't you go back into your neighborhood mm-hmm. and teach the kids there? right?
So you and teach then professions to be teachers also.
You teach the teachers and we teach the kids to then become teachers of the teachers.
There you go. And I know you mentioned the conference, mm-hmm. but there's something called a pitch-a-ton.
Of course.
What's a pitch-a-ton?
Well, a couple years ago, we talked about it as a hackathon, and we had to explain what a hackathon is. Really mm-hmm. what it is, I call, is you're bringing people with different skills together to hack a problem or solve a problem,
okay.
right? But because you've got everyone thinking about it and, you know, your skill may be the knowledge of a particular area. This person may say, I'm good with coding. This person may be good with finances. So basically what you do is you come together, you research, and you say, well, what's the problem we're trying to solve? So a little bit of design thinking. And so we're going to put kids into teams. And we have about 7 topics, one of which is climate change. Another one is how do you scale the sand dollar? Actually, sand dollar is going to be something that can apply to any of the topics. So we have about 10 topics. Family, we're talking about garbage, the environment, money, it's a whole slew of things we'll be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you can think about how you can actually integrate Sand Dollar into any of those ideas to solve a problem. You can gamify it. You can actually use it to transfer money,
nice.
Et cetera. So for that, the hackathon is simply getting everyone together to solve a problem. But you want to be creative, and you don't want to sit in a box. You're like, boy, I wish I could solve the problem of, I don't know, I can't think, oh, people dropping garbage on the ground. Well, if you say to people, if you are able to do something to reduce garbage waste, you may want to rephrase it. Then you may say, you could take it to the garbage dump, and when you take it there, you just scan this QR code, and we put $5 in your wallet, your digital wallet, and give you Sand Dollar $5. People will maybe think about it. Hey, $5 if I don't litter? Hey, mm-hmm. I'll do that. But it could be any problem. So we want them to think, you know, sort of exponentially, and that's the whole idea behind Harness All Possibilities, embracing an exponential mindset. So we're hoping that these kids will come up with solutions. Because trust me, we may look at a problem based on our experience with it in the past. A child or someone younger may not have had that experience. And they're like, well, why don't you just flip this? And you're like, yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we bring them together. We're going to have mentors there. And then on the final day, the Saturday, we will have a pitch-a-thon where they will take the ideas that they have been working on for a couple of days and pitch, give a little short overview
mm-hmm.
of this is the problem I'm trying to solve. Here is why it's a problem in the community. Here is why I am going to solve that problem with this idea. And then, you know, you may have different ways of taking that forward.
That should be something to watch, especially
yes.
Bahamas, Nassau in general, have a number of issues.
Correct.
And how fresh ideas for even children mm-hmm. To say, well, this is how I would approach
mm-hmm.
it. I'm sure there are a number of industries, a number of businesses mm-hmm. who would like to say, oh, we could do that.
And then you have the adults there, and the adults can advise. What we found with the unemployed persons in our previous events, they have a tremendous amount of talent and experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we've invited them to come and be mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Mentor the kids, even if you're not working.
And before I move on to the industry breakout session, because mm-hmm. I want to talk about that,
sure.
I need to know, who should attend this event? I mean, what type of people,
yeah.
who in the community, who should get in contact with you,
right,
you
right.
know, regarding attending that?
So for us, what we're thinking is for the event, we are definitely inviting kids. It could be anyone from our last event in 2019, our last physical event. We had someone as young as 5, and he actually did participate. And contrary to what people say, he was a great audience member.
Mm-hmm.
but we are definitely very keen to see our underserved communities there. So if you are working in a church, or if you're working in a community where you know the kids can benefit from attending, be a mentor or be a sponsor for them. Get about 10 names. Email us and tell us about your community, and we would love to have those kids attend. So it's the website is 242bbs.com, which is Bahamas Blockchain Business School. So 242 for Bahamas, and then bbs.com. And then we are looking for educators to come, because we think this is the future. Mm-hmm. This is one of many accelerators in the digital transformation stage. So we welcome educators to come, and educators and kids, we welcome to come as our guests. So we will reach out, you know, they register online. We'll come back and we'll ask them to tell us a little bit about the community or which school they're at or the students, which, you know, which grade they're in, obviously. And then lifelong learners. Why lifelong learners? Because we are all lifelong learners. So that's where you actually get the cross-generational, cross-skills environment. So people coming with all different types of backgrounds. So you could be someone who's a civil servant. You can be in government. You can be in politics. You can be someone working in a restaurant. All of these areas, everything is actually going through this seismic shift to digital. We saw it with COVID. So we welcome those individuals to sign up, but we will definitely provide what I call a VIP welcome to underserved communities, students, and educators. And then we also invite entrepreneurs, particularly those who are just starting a business in their early 20s. And you'll get mentorship if you're part of the pitch-a-thon. Persons who are in work transition, if what you do has been disrupted because of technology, this is a time to upskill, to shift, to start thinking about work in a different way. And we invite even older folks who may want to think about how they need to get, you know, a bit more educated in terms of 21st century technology. So it brings everyone. You know, I mean, I know that sounds a little far-fetched, but we believe it's important that we learn together, because who says that a 5-year-old can't teach an 80-year-old how to use a phone? Grammy, you don't do that, right? Mm-hmm. They're teaching Grammy how to use the phone. No, Grammy, that's not how you use the cell phone. Mm-hmm. So that's why we say it's something for, we target youth, and right now we have about 47% students who have registered, followed by the educators and followed by the lifelong learners. So basically, you see that we're actually getting those in our registration as well.
Okay. I see I have a phone call there. I'm going to let the caller come through. They hang up already. So let's continue. Mm-hmm. How do they book? How do they register?
So you register online. It's, like I said, on the web, you just put in, or your search engine, Google, Brave, whatever you use, 242bbs.com, which is short for Bahamas Blockchain Business School, if you want to think about it. But the 242,
and that's like a landing page, and you just go and for the particular area?
So there are going to be two buttons when you go there. The first button is going to be register, and then it's going to probably have something like students and educators. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a second button that is for registration and payment. Mm-hmm. And that is for persons who are not students and teachers, or educators rather. And that would also have some other bonuses in terms of payment. So it's $40 for each day. So it's $160 if you just wish to attend the event. And that money goes towards making sure you're fed.
It's at Breezes. So we get food this too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be at Breezes. So we'll have, definitely we're keeping everybody hydrated. We have tons of games. Mm-hmm. We have Beijing Rogers coming back for a fourth year.
I know Beijing.
As our host. And we have someone I met this morning. I've invited her to be host as well. And we have some of the kids are going to be host as well. Mm-hmm. $160 for the 4 days. Mm-hmm. And then we have Julian Thompson, he's going to be there to entertain everyone. And then we have $200, and with the $200, we have a book, and I have the book here and show it to you, called The Book of Crypto.
Book about crypto.
And it actually talks about the history of money. And it's a complete guide to understanding Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, and digital assets. And I'd like to thank PwC for making it possible to bring these books in.
And the book comes with the program.
With the $200 registration.
Oh, I knew a lot of people would be interested just to get the book.
So you get the book. So it's the first 40 persons to register and pay the $200. Mm-hmm. And those are going to be breakout sessions on the Thursday and the Friday
The
afternoon for the professionals in our community.
Yes, and professionals on the last 2 days.
Right.
But I see I have a call again to get patch them through so they can put their questions. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Mary.
Good morning. It's always good to hear your voice.
I have a question. My daughter is 15. Mm-hmm. She has some big ideas as to where she wants to go. And she's reading books upon what it is that she's interested in, which is real estate at this time. What's the fee for kids? Or that $40 or $160? Does that cover everybody?
So, as I said, the kids, if they're a student, they come in at no cost. We want this to be something that's accessible. Now, if you wish to donate something, you can. Mm-hmm. We would never refuse that. In fact, I think we'll put a button on the website for people who wish to donate. But for students, there is no cost. We just ask that we have some form of ID that they're, you know, the person is a student. Because, you know, students can be 20, 23, mm-hmm. right, 24. Yeah, yeah. So a university or something to show they're at an institution of learning. Right, a school ID, exactly. So, and then teachers, we will do the same.
So teachers free too?
Teachers are at no cost. Okay. We really want our teachers to have access as much as the students. Because every day they're teaching the kids, and we know that sometimes they don't have the budget to do more than they want to do. Mm-hmm. So we're going to offer this particular opportunity at no cost to them, except the cost of signing up and showing up. Mm-hmm. and staying engaged. Mm-hmm. And that's, we value that as well. So consider it, we're investing in them and there's no cost. So once 160 for adults who are not students or teachers mm-hmm. or educators, and then 200 if you wish to get the book, mm-hmm. which is the crypto book. And that crypto book is fascinating. I mean, I took so many notes reading the first couple chapters on the history of money. Fascinating mm-hmm. to see where the dollar bill came from, where the signs came from, how far back, like, you know, what China did, what was done in Amsterdam. They, you know, some of the things that this was where the central banks were started. Mm-hmm. Fascinating read. And those persons who are, we call lifelong learners, we will charge $200. So it's $50 a day, but you get the book, and it's a great read. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing it in, so it's not like you have to go on Amazon and wait for it to come. And so we'll hand those books out to those persons who register online and pay online before mm-hmm. the event.
Nice. I'm impressed with that, with the book and everything. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that it's going to be a hybrid
correct.
Type program. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily have to be physically there.
You don't have to. Because of COVID, we just, like, again, we're talking inclusive. Giving access. So in every year since we've done this event, we've live streamed it, and it will be on Facebook. It will be on the website. We can go to the website, 242bbs.com. There's a button. The days of the event, you can actually just click on that button and you'll get access to the main stage. The breakout sessions are going to be a little different mm-hmm. because they'll be in different rooms, but we're looking at how we can get those breakout rooms to also be streamed online.
Yeah, we can go and talk about this breakout session so I can understand it too, but I have another caller.
Sure.
You can patch that caller too so I can understand. Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, good morning again. That's me again.
Yes, ma'am.
The book. Because you said the kids are free. Is it a special price for the book by itself if she wants, because she's a reader.
Okay, so I would say that if you look at the difference in the price, $160 without the book, just attending.
That's $40 there.
So that's $160 and it's $200, so $40. And if you go online and you register her, I would say just maybe there's a way that I can get, if you can get the phone number for her or your WhatsApp number. I don't know how I can get your details, but register her and put a note when you register her that Miss Eldridge said that you can buy the book. So we will probably do something a little different or set up something where you can pay for the book. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But leave your name with the producer so when I'm going out, I can hand it to Miss Eldridge.
Okay, thank you.
Good. So continuing, I now talk sure. about this industry breakout session and what mm-hmm. does that entail? Because that's the hot topic that people are asking about, you know, saying they won't be a part, especially the professionals who are engaged in cryptocurrency, who are engaged in this blockchain life, you know, and I want to take advantage of opportunities. So right. what does this breakout session include?
So the breakout session, the breakout sessions, actually, we have them on, as I said, Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. They will be after lunch. And so there will be two types of breakout sessions. So some of the kids who are not hackers, kids who are not hackers, we're going to, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say hackers, who are not participating with the Pitch-a-thon.
The Pitch-a-thon, yes.
Those kids may want to go into a workshop. So we have some of our young Bahamians who are now blockchain developers. Okay. They've passed the course. They are putting together like basic introduction to coding, for example. We have some of the persons in our community looking at gamification and NFTs. There'll be different workshops that are just, if you're just curious, right, you can just step into them. For the professionals, we have sessions that will be smaller groups, more interactive.
Okay.
And we are bringing in persons. So, you know, we have someone from the Securities Commission who will be there. So someone from Security Commission
will be there.
About regulations. Then we also have individuals who are going to talk about DeFi, decentralized finance.
Mm-hmm.
We would be also doing sessions on what we call like crypto trading and execution, understanding how that whole process works. Mm-hmm. Cybersecurity, institutional cybersecurity, like how as a business you can protect your, you know, how you do trading with respect to crypto, protecting mm-hmm. your wallet either off-chain or on-chain. We are going to also have cybersecurity for individuals, because we're looking at scams, we're looking at fraudulent activity,
mm-hmm.
and helping the average person understand what a fraud is. You've seen so many Bahamians who've lost money because of fraud.
Yes.
They think, you know, someone's selling a cryptocurrency, and you see that you're making money.
Yes, yes,
and they're
yes.
putting it there, and they said, now bring some friends, and that's called a Ponzi scheme.
I can tell you some stories
that's
about...
That's a Ponzi scheme.
Who say they're doing mining cryptocurrency and realize they don't have no money anymore.
No,
money gone.
No. And we've had some of our students even caught up in that. They actually targeted some of the underserved persons in the underserved community.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we now want to put your wallet on the exchange, so you need to deposit another $200. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, what happened to the $200 I gave you
mm-hmm.
before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's gone, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So we will be looking at, like I said, institutional fraud or ransomware, cybersecurity, and then the same topic on the retail side.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of other topics like digital assets, Web3, we have one of the top service providers in the crypto administration space talking about back office services, like how, as a service provider, some of the state-of-the-art technology that's out there. Because remember, digital assets, you're dealing with code.
Mm-hmm.
So to deal with code, you need to be able to have a system that's very digital savvy and that's able to look at things and, you know, maybe highlight issues, right? So there will be a whole slew of topics that we hope to cover that would appeal to the professionals in accounting, in law, even in real estate. Think about tokenized real estate,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody can buy a little piece of land mm-hmm. or a little piece of a building. And there are companies out there that are actually doing that right now.
I mean, the topics are vast. I mean, where can I go and just basically browse through the topics to say, okay, that is what I come in for?
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. So we're putting, if you go to the website, we're going to be adding the agenda in the next couple of, well, hopefully today, we'll be adding the agenda, and we'll have a breakdown of all the topics. But the themes, we have about maybe 10 themes that we, every year we change the themes, but
mm-hmm.
this year the big thing has been NFTs, and we talked about NFTs last year.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about DeFi last 2 years ago. We talked about some of these topics like mining. When we did mining, we did a workshop. And remember, it's not just the event that we're doing. We started these workshops in June.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cohorts. We're working, for example, with BAMSI.
We'll continue in the program.
Correct,
so you join
correct.
It and technically still there.
Correct. And we support people straight through. And sometimes the cohorts go on, like we have some cohorts that have been there for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
But we take different angles and different approaches to how we wish to learn together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that's static, because learning is not static. Every day we learn, every minute that we're alive, we're learning. So we try to capture these experiences and learn together.
Good. So basically this is bankers, lawyers, some
exactly.
government agencies who should be interested in attending
correct.
And being present and learning these specific
correct.
Areas for that.
Correct. And so we'll have people in person teaching the sessions, not teaching them, but
yeah.
there'll be different
encountering.
Formats.
Yes, yes, yes.
So there'll be different formats. Then we'll have virtual attendance. You have someone from India, actually, one of the top, I think they're the largest, second largest crypto service provider. They are now marketing themselves as they have this seamless type of servicing of crypto funds.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to talk about their system and hopefully be able to share. And, you know, we have persons like Wendy Warren, who is sponsoring some of these sessions, our company, so that we can actually ask questions.
Thank you very much,
Tough
Ms. Warren.
Questions.
I
yeah.
appreciate that.
Yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
I just sponsor a whole section to him.
Yeah,
so it's like 6 days before the event
mm-hmm.
is here. And the event is on, remind us?
August the 3rd.
August the 3rd, 2-6. And it's going to be located where?
Breezes Resort, Cable Beach.
And for those, anyone who's attending, I try to mention the food. Anyone who's attending, because how long is it, say, I'm there? Right. When does it start and when does it end?
So we're thinking on the first day, and we will probably be changing that a little bit because we were trying to, you know, Alive and Cable Bahamas are our big sponsors.
Big sponsors.
So we want to make sure that we showcase them in the morning. So we're waiting to get clarification of those persons who are going to be the first set of speakers. We have like Tata Consultancy, which is huge on a global basis speaking. So we're looking at around 9 o'clock to probably 5 o'clock on the first day. Probably 9 to 10 o'clock on the second and third days, because, you know, if you get there at 9, we probably have some networking. And then those days would end at 5 o'clock as well. Friday.
So you get like a full day.
Correct. And then Saturday will be a shorter day because we're looking at the pitches. And then what we are going to be also having at the end of the day is a little wind down. I call it the wind down party, but it would be having Believe come in, Julian Believe come in, and just
hype
us up.
Yeah,
hype. Just say goodbye. And we're hoping that it's a great networking session. We have one sponsor that has agreed to also, for those persons who register and pay for the event or register adults only, we have a networking event. At an undisclosed location at this point, because I'm waiting for it.
I want you to describe networking event. What is it I come to anticipate? Like, what happens
when you,
to me?
When you go to a networking event, you should have your goals before you come in, right?
Yeah.
So when you go to a networking event, okay, let's say in this case we're talking about crypto, blockchain, all things digital assets, and Web3. You may say, I would like to maybe meet somebody who's a lawyer in the space, or you have to have an idea of
a specialty in that area,
what you want to look for. And basically you have to be very comfortable talking with strangers, or have somebody who's going to introduce you to strangers, right?
Hi, I'm Cecil.
Exactly, right. So you're going to do a little elevator pitch. I just spoke with someone this morning. I said, have your elevator pitch ready. In 30 seconds, tell them who you are and what you do. Hey, I'm Mary. I'm really passionate about communications, digital branding. Right? And I'm keen to get into the blockchain space. So you let them know, you plant in their heads what you're looking for. And then if you find in a conversation they can't help you, ask them if there's a door they can open for you. And have, I always say to people, use LinkedIn or some other tool to share your information. So some people may have a business card, but take that digital, right? Take your business card and you can do it. If you have a LinkedIn page or any kind of page with your information, make it into a QR code. And show the person a QR code and say, hey, just take a picture of my QR code and let's reach out and talk after the event. So it's a whole slew of things you can do at networking events.
And I see we have 2 minutes more. And I'm going to give that to you to remind persons exactly who we are targeting again. The days again, the event again. What would be the benefits? Because this is the benefits, the networking I'm very intrigued about,
right?
Especially in this new age of technology, right? I want to know if I'm interested in cryptocurrency and marketing, if I'm interested in building apps and stuff like that. How does attending this session, this business school, right, blockchain business school, helps me?
Right. So like I said earlier, I mean, we're educated as well as we work, and all of that is business. There's a business of education, right? Otherwise, why would you bother, right? If we all just woke up one day and we can work, that'd be great. So this is really about exponential thinking. It's about harnessing the possibilities across a wide range of things.
I love that.
So there's nothing that we should hold back and say we can't learn about it. If you're curious, be bold and want to learn about it.
So it could be like a question and answer in session too.
Anything. So we're targeting, as I said, because we want to ensure it's an inclusive environment. So access and inclusion are very, very important. Sharing the knowledge is important. So if you can't afford to come and you want to volunteer, let us know. If we have a spot, definitely you're quite welcome to come. But we are targeting underserved communities. So as I said, if you're a church or you have a youth group and you have kids who you know these kids are going to benefit from
attending. So youth groups should come and call you now and say, hey, I have one or two kids who should be in this program.
Correct.
You know?
Bring them. 242bbs.com.
Yes, and church groups, like you said, also should come and call in. And of course, the business entities and stuff like
everyone.
That.
Everyone. It's for everyone. Good. No one left behind.
Yes. And give me your website again before we go.
242bbs.com. 242bbs.com.
And we can just go there and register, correct?
Correct. Register. And if you don't see the payment button, come back and it'll be up for you to pay.
Excellent. This is Cecil Nuri, and I was having a discussion with Rhonda Eldridge, who was talking about blockchain and her blockchain business school of the Bahamas. And they're having an event on... I already forget that.
August 3rd through 6th.
August 3rd through
6th. This year.
This year. Good. Thank you very much. We see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.